Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 28, and I'll be reading verses 1 to 10. And our reverence God, please stand as his word is read. Acts chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. Once safely ashore, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The local people showed us extraordinary kindness. They lit a fire and took us all in, since it was raining and cold. As Paul gathered a bundle of brushwood and put it on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the local people saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "This man, no doubt, is a murderer. Even though he has escaped the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But he shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no harm. They expected that he would begin to swell up or suddenly drop dead. After they waited a long time and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Now, in the area around the place was an estate belonging to the leading man of the island named Publius, who welcomed us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. Publius's father was in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went to him, and praying and laying his hands on him, he healed him. After this, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. So they heaped many honors on us, and when we sailed, they gave us what we needed. You may be seated. As we come near to the end of our study in the book of Acts this time, we're in our last chapter here, but Lord willing, we might come back again. Starting next Wednesday, we'll begin studying in the book of Micah. I went through my list, and I haven't preached through Micah yet, so I've got to go through that one. Now, we know a little bit about Micah, but we don't know a lot, but that will be next week. Here, we see previously that Paul has been on a ship sailing from Israel to Rome. I was looking at David's shirt and said, if prayer is a crime, I'll do the time. Well, Paul was the same way. If standing up for the truth is a crime, Paul says, I'll be in these chains because I'm not going to back down for the truth. Paul was without any charge other than the Jewish leaders wanted him dead, but he remained true to the truth that Jesus is alive and he is the promised Messiah. And he is the one and only one that can bring forgiveness and reconciliation with God. Paul's on his way, and he's facing a little trouble. If you've ever been on a sailing ship, or you could even, they got sails for surfboards now. I don't know if anybody's ever done that. I don't feel like doing that. It's fine to watch, but the thought of doing that just makes me think about hurting, because I know I'm not going to be skilled at it, and I'll probably fall. And then you got to figure out how to get up again. But Paul was sailing, and the wind was against him, and they couldn't go the way they wanted to. And so they had to go a different route. Sometimes we think when God will make a detour for us that suddenly our route gets rerouted. Now, sometimes if you use the GPS, it will take you a different route trying to avoid the congestion. You've never been this way before. And you can see all kind of neat things you've never seen before. Paul was heading to Rome. Everybody on the ship thought they were heading to Italy, but God had other plans. God had some people that they needed to meet on this island south of Italy. There was a lot of turmoil and trouble on this route. People on the ship had lost hope. They had stopped eating. 14 days they had been on a storm-tossed ship. Many days it said they couldn't see light or the stars. Now, if you've ever been in a bad thunderstorm, or even before it rains, you could look out at night and you can't see the stars because the clouds are so thick. I've been in sailing in the North Atlantic, and it's an interesting situation. You can't see where the water ends and the sky begins on some days. It's just all gray. Well, Paul was in that situation with the 275 other people on that ship. And Paul brings a message of hope to them. My God, whom I serve and I belong to, Paul tells them, has promised me I'm going to go see the Caesar in Rome. And he has said, all of those on the ship will survive. Because of God's grace, everyone will not even lose a hair on their head. Now, some of us, if you think about it, it's hard just walking and not losing hair on your head. But being in a shipwreck and not losing a hair of your head, that's something amazing. Well, Paul says, let's get something to eat. It's been a long time, and he's led by example of eating. And everyone else was encouraged, and they took something to eat too. They were heading, once the sun came up, to shore. And you can go to Malta and visit a place called St. Paul's Beach. The place reported where Paul's came ashore in Malta. Malta's not a very big island. Some of you might remember that the old movie, The Maltese Falcon. Okay. It's a very important place. And during World War II, it was a major port and base for Allied ships. Even though Italy was the enemy, there was a port real close by, and they defended it throughout that war. In that time that Paul was there, there were good ports in Malta. And they don't know where they're at when sun comes up, but they head for shore. And when they get to shore, they find a bunch of barbarians. The Greek said, the word is barbarian. But the Greek word just means people that don't speak Greek. So those people that are not Greek cultured, it doesn't mean that they were running around in little loincloths, but they didn't have the Hellenistic Greek culture. They were descendants of the Phoenicians, who were seagoing traders. In times past, the language, even if you go to Malta today, is different. It's a mixture of Italian and Arabic. So I tried to put my head around that, how that would go. It'd be an interesting language. I got to maybe someday try to listen to that. But it said the people were extremely hospitable. It was raining and cold, and they built us a fire and took us in. I remember when I was hiking, when I was in the Boy Scouts, and one of our 20-mile hikes, and halfway into it, it started raining. And when we finally were able to pitch a tent and start a fire, that fire felt so good and warm. And we had a canned ham. And that was one of the best meals I've ever had. A canned ham, I don't think it was Spam, But it was just a regular ham in a can on a cold, rainy day, and it was warm. And Paul was experiencing that same thing. A cold, rainy day, and he's by a warm fire. But Paul's not one sitting down, well, come give me that can of Spam or a can of ham. He's out gathering wood. It's cold, and the snakes are sort of lethargic there. They're looking like sticks, and so he picks up sticks. He doesn't check for eyes, but they have eyes. And one of them, and the term is a poisonous snake, even though on Malta there aren't any poisonous snakes anymore. But there were at this time. It latches hold of him. He shakes it off into the fire, and the people say, "The goddess Justice has not let him go free. The sea didn't get him, but Justice did." Interesting, we know Luke wrote this part because there's some unique words in this section that are medical terms. Now, if you've ever watched a medical show, they'll throw out all kind of medical terms right and left. And you're going, what does that mean? I don't know. It's just be nice if you have a little asterisk down there and a little footnote. This means such and such. But I've heard that even the doctors don't know what the words mean. They're just saying, say this word. Okay. And Luke used medical terms when he described the snake and the way it attached to Paul. Then, nothing happened. People saw that justice needed to be served. In history, recent history, we've seen many people go in and commit violent acts in our public schools. And people say justice needs to happen for those people that did those acts. And justice requires consequences. You're expecting something to happen. Now, if you head out of here, heading home, and there's flashing lights and a siren behind you, and you weren't obeying the speed limit, or you were doing something else, you're going to expect consequences. That person's going to pull me over, and he is going to give me a ticket. It's quite interesting sometimes when I'm coming home, because, you know, I try to maintain the speed limit. But people will zip in and out of traffic and go ahead like they don't have a care in the world. 1484 is a popular place for the state troopers to sit. And a lot of days, that person that had been zipping, doing a slalom course in and out of traffic, will be over to the side. He knows there's consequences coming. Well, the islanders on Malta thought there's going to be consequences for Paul. And Luke uses the word to describe how the skin swells up from an infection. It's words that are not used anywhere else in the New Testament. Some of the words that he uses are only used one or two other times in the New Testament. But here, nothing happens. If you'll turn with me to Mark chapter 16, and let's look at the proper application of verse 18. We see the fulfillment in this. Mark chapter 16 and verse 18. They will pick up snakes if they should drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well. So here, they will pick up snakes. Did Paul pick up a snake? Yes. Was he harmed? No. Now, Does this verse tell us, go pick up snakes? No. And for some of us, don't even get near one. Even if your in-laws collect them. Yes. They can stay behind a door in another room. Well, this is application. Paul picked up a snake. Not intending to. He wasn't going, hey, look at me. I'm going to dance with this snake. No. He thought he was picking up firewood. When the heat of the fire warmed up the snake bit him. But nothing happened. Just like Mark 16:18 says. And the next part, it says they will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well. Let's go back to our passage. We see that Paul went to the leading man of the island's estate. They have found inscriptions of Publius' name on the island of Malta. It seems he is the Roman assistant governor. He's the under-governor. He's over the island of Malta, but he's responsible to the governor over Sicily, which is just 60 miles north. So he's responsible for this little island, and they found evidence on chiseled stone with his name and his position. Paul's at his house, and also Luke, because Luke uses the term, and we enjoyed his hospitality for many days. So Luke is the one that wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. And he says, we enjoyed his hospitality, but he had a sick relative. And his sick relative, and again, Luke uses terms that are only used by a physician to describe the type of illness. He had dysentery. It's still common on Malta, drinking unsanitary goat's milk. And you get Malta fever, is what they call it. And at this time, the sanitary conditions were not as good as we have now. And so the father had got sick. And what did Paul do? Paul went, prayed, and laid his hands on him, and he got well. And the Twitter feed exploded. All over the island. Hey, we got a guy that can heal every disease here at Publius' house. And people came and brought all their sick. Because the purpose of miracles was to show God's power over natural forces. To get people's attention. Every time we have miracles in the Bible is to get the attention, and it's always the healing of an unbeliever. If there's people sick in the church, you're taught to pray. But the unbelievers see the power of the true God over the false gods, and people come to an understanding. The church that started in Malta is traced back to Paul's shipwreck on the island that was not on his itinerary. He wasn't going there. Now, I don't know how it worked last night, but there was a nationwide air stoppage, just like at 9/11, because the FAA's computer broke. I don't know if they told them to land or to keep going to your destination or not, but if people had unexpected landings, for Christians, there's always an opportunity to share with someone you might not encounter otherwise. My position at school has changed from dealing with one group of students to dealing with another group of students, and having a different group to impact with truth. Before, it was at the high school. Before that, other places. God moves us all around. Now, instead of being Luke 3:36, it's FM 1485. We all have different places that God has brought us. There might be some TSA agents that need an impact with Lana, Hannah, and Bess, or Kaylee's flight. Forget who's going, but you know, Beth has a piano recital. She can't go. Let's not look at interruptions to our plans as being something bad, but look at them as an opportunity to share the hope that we have. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But he doesn't always tell us his plans. But we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Even a shipwreck, even a snake bite, work for the glory of God. Stand with me for closing prayer. Now, don't go out and try to get snake bit. No. Lord, thank you for this time we could be here. Lord, thank you for your fulfillment of Scripture. Thank you for promising to be with us wherever and whatever happens. Thank you for the example of Paul and his steadfast hope in you and his trust in you that no matter what happened, you are in control. Thank you for his testimony to the people on the island of Malta. Thank you for him remaining true. Let us remain true where you have placed us. And wherever you divert our path, let us share your hope. In Jesus' name, amen.